Episode 1476, The Wave of Possibility.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. You made it, and it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Are you upset? Okay, take a deep breath. It's going to be okay, because guess what? We're diving into the wave of possibility. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I got to tell you a little secret. I am traveling this weekend. And so if I sound a little bit quieter, it's because I do not want the walls in the hotel to shatter as I'm recording this for you. But you know me, a little extra spirit never hurt anybody. So let's dive in. When have you not felt inadequate? Unfortunately, this feeling is all too familiar to a lot of us, and even our children. Change your circumstances and surf the wave of possibility. The last thing any parent wants for their child is for them to feel that they can't do something. It's heart-wrenching to have your child be told they'll never do something. No, you're not going to work for that. You weren't created for that. You don't have the skills for that. Well, this one young middle school-age boy was told all growing up that he couldn't become a physician. Everyone in his family was telling him over and over and over again, "You're not smart enough. You'll never make it." They told him, "You won't even have the skills to get through college, let alone all the extra schooling that's required. You will never get the grades you need to get into the medical school you want to go in. And you're never going to get into residency, nor are you going to get to choose what you want to do." The wall of impossibility was built so high by the people who loved and cared for him that the only thing he could do was climb over the top. It was too wide and almost too tall. Today, this young man receives notes from his patients saying how gifted he is in caring for them, how he takes his time to listen to what is hurting and bothering them, how he makes stuff that is medically complicated seem like everyday conversation. If this young man would have let the wall of impossibility shadow his gifts, the young boy would have missed the wave of possibility. How much are we shortchanging our children by pointing out more of their weaknesses, their faults, than their strengths? It's frustrating to me as a parent that a little comment can be another brick in the wall of impossibility. And we do it. Sometimes we think we're teasing them, but you know what? That little tease is that brick. It may be the mortar within that brick wall that's making it even stronger. When we continue to talk and act in this manner, we are hurting our children more than giving direction and guidance. We need to be a GPS system that gives possibilities, routes that can be changed or altered, options that build up instead of tear down. Think about this. Do you think a bird is ever afraid to land? Because we're afraid to take off. That intimidating starting point is the same for both. You're starting at the top, coming down for a landing, or you're starting at base and going up. You have to make a decision at some moment in time to commit and take a leap. If we are building up our children, lifting them to higher ground, we are giving them a platform, a starting point. It's not definitive, though, as they get to make those decisions later in life, but it increases their odds for them in finding and living out what they were created to do. It's their dream, their purpose, their calling. So how can you assist with building up and taking flight? Well, you got to surf the wave of possibility. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Surf the wave of possibility. And that wave of possibility comes from a belief that you carry for your child. And if you're saying, well, I don't have children, or mine are grown and they're all perfect and I don't have to worry about them anymore, then you can do this for yourself. Implement it for you. Surf the wave of possibility. You carry that belief torch So what does it look like? Number one, you have to believe first. You have to believe that your child can do what they set their mind to. I guarantee you, your children can see through you. If you're lying to them saying, oh, you're going to be an absolute incredible astronaut, but they absolutely have no interest in science, then why would you continue to encourage that? That doesn't mean you can't tell them, oh yeah, wouldn't it be great to do this? And maybe that's something that you wanted to do, but maybe that's not really for them. So you have to believe first for them, because they'll see through everything that you're kind of making up and pretending that's real. Be honest and believe first. Number two, you have to give space for them to try. You have to give space for them to experience it. This whole idea that I can't do something must be proven wrong. When you overcome, you give yourself permission to move away from what you know because you are giving a chance to something else. But if you don't have that permission, if you don't give your child that permission, if you don't give yourself that permission, what are we doing? We're doing the same thing because why? We know it. It's our comfort zone. We don't want to go beyond what we know because what? It's scary out there. Again, think about the bird. Do you think the bird is ever afraid to land? What if it's never landed in a cornfield? Landing on a corn stalk is totally different than landing on a huge oak tree where the branches are so tall that we can barely even see the top of them. There is a difference, right? The bird may know the oak tree but doesn't know the corn stalk. And he's got to come much closer to the ground. Same for us. If we're just reaching for the top of the corn stalk, we're going to miss what's at the top of the oak tree. Finally, number three, you have to celebrate whatever is discovered. So it's not about what the original goal was, but it's about what was learned in the process. Maybe you had your mind set on going to medical school, but you never got there. It's okay because you learned something along the way. That's where you celebrate. You don't celebrate, okay, I've fallen off and I'm going to sit here and, you know, pity myself because I never got to what I thought I was going for. No, but you got a lot of other things. Celebrate whatever is discovered. Taking little skips and jumps and hops and dives where it's totally foreign, right? Because those dives, man, come on, you're a bird. You're coming down fast. You don't know what you're going to land on. But you get a little taste of what could be. The mind makes room for change, so it's time to go for a ride. Are you ready to take your child on a ride? Are you ready to live out and surf the wave of possibility, even for yourself? Maybe you're even scared. You're like, I don't know that platform. I'm afraid to even walk somewhere to the edge to see what's even there. I'm afraid to look up and down and side to side because I've done it before and I've failed. And the fear keeps creeping back because I want to be successful. Whatever story you're telling yourself, whatever story you're telling your child, that story can be rewritten. But it takes energy and effort and for you to make a decision to commit to what you need to do both as a parent and as an individual who wants to go out and create your now. So if you're saying, I need this in my life. I need to be able to find that wave of possibility. I want to be able to surf it. I desire more. I know God's been talking to me and he keeps beating my door down. I know my child's on the brink of something incredible, but for some reason, I just don't know how to pull it out of him. You don't have to feel helpless and hopeless anymore. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, it will give you this little form of pop-up. Fill it out. It's only like four or five, maybe six things, questions to answer. It just allows me to get to know you just for a moment. That will come to me and you will receive an email from me and we will set up a coaching call with me. I promise you, it will be the best free time you've ever spent. So take a chance on whom? Yourself. It's time to surf the wave of possibility. A little spark of encouragement will carry you to miles of greatness. It's a gift you can't refuse. Nothing is impossible. I think it's time to make a move, surf the wave of possibility. Aloha. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.